The San Francisco 49ers are in trouble, and maybe Russell Wilson is the only person that could save us. We're going to break all of that down or get broken down in the process. All that and more. Here we go.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? It's the one and only Wayne Breezy. Mike Andrews in the building. What's good, Mike? What's going on? Wait, we got to drop the bomb on him one time. You know what I'm saying? Mike, you heard the bomb? I ain't going to ask him today. Here, they take long to respond. That's dirty.
I heard that joint, man. You know, every time I hear it, it reminds me of that scene in Iron Man where he turn around like this and the mountains blow up behind him.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying.
Pretty cool.
I do know what you're saying.
Sound effect.
Hey, listen, how you feeling today, dog?
I'm okay, man. Little, this is gonna be good on my lunch break today, so this is gonna be a lot of fun. We're gonna knock this out. I'm gonna get back to work. Then I got some ballet classes and stuff I got to get to, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling energized, and I think I want to let the viewers know that I love y'all, each and every one of y'all. So don't leave and unsubscribe when this episode is over. How about you, though, man? Let me see what you're rocking. Let me see the drip over there. Let me see. Drip check. Let's see. Oh, just, man.
Little 49er jersey. You know what I mean? Like, you know, workout, little muscle workout. You know what I'm saying? Little drip.
Okay, all right. That's like no matter what I say, it's going to sound like hate or something. So I'm going to just let it go. But that's cool. I like that.
Whatever. All right. So
thank you so much for tuning in the stream. Be sure to subscribe to the channel.
Well, Mike, what's good, bro, man?
Was that your voice?
That is my voice. Sound pretty good, didn't it?
But were you sick in that?
I probably was. I'm super nasal.
Thank you so much for tuning in the stream. Be sure to subscribe to the channel and don't forget to smash that like button. Thanks for watching.
If you'll wake your ass up and record that again, bro, what you
I'm not
for?
Recording that's that not, again, man. I don't give two flying. Ask me if I care about. Oh, you could do it for me. Send me the sound bites.
All right, you ready? I'm about to do it right now. You ready?
I'm not going to record it right now.
We could just clip it.
No, it's not going to sound right. Take your voice memo, put your headphones on, send me the sound bite. Thank you so much for tuning into the stream.
Thank you so much for tuning into the stream. Make sure you click the like and subscribe button.
Just because you sound like you belong on WBLS, bro, you ain't got to sit there and like...
But know. I want you to say it with like some energy. Like, thanks for tuning into the stream, guys. Make sure you like, you know, I want like the energy. Like, that's when I think of Wayne Breezy, like, cussing somebody out.
I can't say energetically thanks for tuning into the... Yo, thanks for tuning into the stream. I truly appreciate it. Make sure you smash that like button.
All right,
bye. Everybody already talking about my voice sound crunchy. I get crunchy, and the next thing you know,
thing is really bothering my man. I don't know who said. Listen, was it Red Jet? Huh? Who said that Wayne's voice sounded crunchy? Because he
Mike,
never
that's what Mike. You know what, Mike? We're gonna be. You know what, Mike? Russell Wilson was released by the Denver Broncos.
Word, the Big Bird.
And I never thought I would want another Seahawk in red and gold. But I'm thinking this is the perfect opportunity for the 49ers and Kyle Shanahan to get him. I wouldn't say he's top tier because of his tenure in Denver, but he would fit this 49ers offense rather decent, right? It's like Brock Purdy. You know,
the truth is, and the short answer is yes. Yes, he does. He would. I think he's got the intelligence to operate in the system.
That's key. Competence.
And I think he is a pass first type of player, not a guy looking to run. I think that, if I think about like a a Justin Fields, right? Who I was high on in that draft. That's who I wanted, but I don't know if Kyle has the patience to grow with someone who, you know, one read, two read, let me go.
Well, clearly he doesn't have the patience because he traded his patience away.
Yep. And, you know, the other thing is this, right? Like
the way you say, yep, though.
Because I was, you know, I wanted to see what was going to happen to the chat once you said the name, which I heard he might be going to Minnesota.
I hear there's a rumor that Trey Lance is going to be traded to the Vikings.
Hmm. For a third.
We play Minnesota this upcoming season.
Hmm.
Hmm.
And stories just writing themselves.
I want this. I want that smoke. I do.
Really?
I do. Funny, Kyle loses again to the Vikings, and this time it's because of Trey Lance.
Not Kirk. I'm sorry.
Mike, we already prefaced that our subscriber counts are going to go down at least a minimum of 100 after this episode, right?
Yeah.
On both channels.
Yeah, it's
we'll build it back up, Mike. It's okay.
You're gonna get hit worse because more people from your channel watch this than mine. So
you didn't have to say that. You didn't have to say it like that either. But I got you. Yeah. It's all good, man. It's all love, man. Like, listen, I can't make people love you. Can't make somebody love you or you know or want to be subscribed. All you could do is tell them, ask them, and that's it. You know. But
and
look,
play
Mike,
the drop.
And play the drop. Look, Mike, I'm gonna ask you this question. Should the San Francisco 49ers pursue Russell Wilson? I wish I had the Jeopardy theme song right now, but we get flagged for that.
My heart is torn. I'm you know what? F it. Yes. Yep. Yes, they should.
Wow.
Yes, they should.
Well, you can't just say yes because you have to have the explanation by it because
it's simple to me. It's simple to me. He's going to sign wherever he goes for like a vet minimum because Denver is still doling out that cash. They had a 39. The reason why they released him before the league year started is because they had a $39 million guarantee that kicks in. And so they were trying to avoid that. Now they still have over $80 million of dead cap. There is 85. There's still some money that they are required to pay him. How much? I don't know. Because if you let him go, I imagine it's got to be whatever his base salary was going to be for this year.
Either way, they're paying Russ. And wherever Russ goes, he's going to get some type of compensation. I don't think Russ is going to go somewhere to play for the league minimum.
He could. I mean, look, so he's getting $27 million from the Broncos this year. He's got a base salary of of 17, and then they got the signing bonus of 10.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You said he could, but I don't think he would. You get what I'm saying?
Okay. All right, so let me ask you this question. Would you pay $7 million to have Russell Wilson as your backup?
I would pay $7 million to have Russell Wilson as my starting quarterback.
Oh, okay. I was trying to keep the subscribers a little bit longer, but that's cool. They're gone. So
no, seriously, no. But I would definitely pay. Listen, that's three more million. I'm saying it right. 3 million more. Sorry, than what you paid Sam Darnold. You can't tell me that Russell Wilson isn't better than Sam Darnold. I wish somebody would. I wish a mother would tell me that Sam Darnold is better than Russell Wilson. I wish you would.
You know what's going to happen. They're going to sit here and say, nah, he's trash. His better days are behind him and all that. It's crazy that we watched Russell for 12 years and all of a sudden we believe that he just disappeared in 1 year in Denver. It's something about the air in Denver because Peyton Manning fall off.
It's the altitude, bro. Like, well, Manning's sustainability was good and then it was a quick drop.
That's what I'm saying. He went from like Super Bowl 50 plus points in the Super Bowl to like just gone over there in Denver. And now that's what they're doing with Russ. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, but the Russ situation in Denver was a tad bit different. Like he dealing with the personality and the mindset of Sean Payton. And there's only one guy that Sean Payton trusts and wants. And that guy's retired. And so, like, Sean Payton's either got to get with the new program. Him and Russ weren't on the same page. He came in and took away Russ's personal office and his personal parking spaces and all that type. So, hey, they had beef. And so it is what it is. But Russ is out. I think Russ is happy. Russ is going to go somewhere. I just don't see why.
How much you think he's
going to call? Man, that's tough, right? Because, like, it's still Russell Wilson. What does the word mid mean to you?
If someone says, okay, so.
You see where I'm going with this. Yeah.
What it means to me is middle of the pack.
Yeah.
But people now use it as an insult. Like, nah, he's mid.
But if we say mid, Russ is the middle of the pack.
Yes.
Isn't Brock Purdy the middle of the pack?
Oh, he's really trying to get rid of
y'all. No, I'm not. I'm telling you what the stuff is. This is what they keep saying. I don't think Brock Purdy's middle of the pack. He's elite.
Nah.
He top 10.
Yes. He played like a top 10 quarterback this year.
He played like an elite quarterback this year, except for in the Super Bowl or in the playoffs. His playoff run was a little bit different this year.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was. So wait, so you were in favor of bringing him in here then?
Russell Wilson? I don't know, man.
Because I'm completely honest with you. There is one team I hate seeing players come here from, and it's Seattle. It is Seattle and Dallas. Like, I hate seeing, and I know that he went somewhere else. He wore a different colored jersey. He tried to let's ride his way through all the 12 stuff. But when you think of Russell Wilson, you should still think of Seattle.
I don't give a fuck. I don't care where he played. I'm looking at how we gonna win this championship, and how, like, let's start by strengthening every single room we can get. And if Russell Wilson says, "Yeah, man, I'll come in," can you imagine Russell Wilson in this quarterback? I'm almost in favor of it now. At first, I was like, "No, I don't want this dude," but now I'm like, "Wait a minute, this starting to make sense." Is Russell Wilson better than Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes.
Is Russell Wilson better than Sam Darnold?
Yes.
Is Russell Wilson better than Brandon Allen?
Yes.
Russell Wilson is probably going to be, if he doesn't get a starting role like with the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Los Angeles Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, or any one of those teams that kind of like need a quarterback, if he doesn't get that, I think Russell Wilson, I think you should pay him $10, $11 million a year. He'd be the highest paid backup, and you have another starting quarterback. It's kind of like the situation we were in when we had Jimmy.
So every time I like watch somebody talk about bringing in somebody in this quarterback room, it's always been someone who is clearly worse than Brock Purdy.
Okay, so I really wanted us to be on a different page today. I said, Mike, we're going to be on a different page.
I'm trying.
I can't. No, it's not. Because why don't we bring in competition to... How do we live by the iron sharpened if iron creed, and then we don't bring in iron, we bring in aluminum?
Right. Come on.
We bring in tinfoil.
Make that shit make sense. We
bring in Reynolds 100. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the heavy duty cafeteria stuff. Like, yo, I just don't understand. Like, if there was a quarterback, I mean, a wide receiver on the market, they would be like, yo, we got to go get him. They're not going to be like, yeah, we can go out there and just get whatever the guy's name is, the Giants cut. Like, they don't do it's only with the quarterback position. People make it very clear that they want someone worse than who we have right now. And I don't understand it, bro.
I think people are upset because I think that they think that I'm trying to say that Russ would start over Brock. It's not what I'm saying, but
I mean,
the competition would be fierce. Think about what Brock can learn from Russ and what probably Russ can learn from Brock. And God forbid if anything happened, the quarterback room is safe and secure.
Uh-oh. They locked my wife out the house. I gotta go get the door real quick. Give me
all right. Now for my man Brandon out there who said that he would take Trey back over Russ. I get it, but I disagree. I know Russ looked bad in Denver, and he looked like he was terrible. Matter of fact, Russ was the worst quarterback in fantasy football. I didn't know what to do with him. I would never draft him again. But can you imagine Russ with the 49ers, though?
Do you know what Russell Wilson's stats were last year? And I'm being dead serious.
Let's talk about it. Bring him up. Because you know I don't, but you do.
I don't think people want to talk about it. Russell Wilson only played in 15 games last year. He was benched the final two. They weren't out of playoff contention. He finished the season with 3,000 yards, 26 touchdowns, and 8 interceptions, bro.
He only had 8 interceptions?
He only had 8 interceptions with 26 touchdowns, 66% completion percentage, which, by the way, is 2% higher than his career average. Think about this. And that's the guy they cut. Now, the team was bad. Let me be very clear.
They were terrible, man. Like, Jerry Jeudy couldn't stay healthy. Like, they were bad, bro. They didn't have a healthy running back. Like, they were terrible. And everything Russ Wilson did, he had to make happen.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So why is this why are we perplexed having this conversation? Like, why is this so far-fetched? Why can't this be why this needs to be an option? If I'm Kyle Shanahan, if I'm Brian Griese, I'm like, listen, man, it's Brock Purdy and nobody else on this roster. Literally, the other two quarterbacks are free agents.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm Kyle Shanahan, I'm telling him, listen, go out there. I mean, if I'm Brian Griese, listen, let's go see what Dangerous is going to cost. Let's see what – just you could at least ask the question. Hell, they ask how – can we – hey, yo, Bill Belichick, you want to come coach defense? I just wanted to – you know,
you can ask that question, but you can't just pick up the phone and see what it's going to cost to bring him in.
That's what I'm saying. Because what if Russ be like, you know what? I kind of need a year. I'll tell you what. Give me $7 million. I'm going to be chilling off of this 30-something million. I'm good. I'll come in and, you know, see what the culture is like. I don't think Russ would do anything to the 49ers culture. It's too rooted and grounded. It's too strong. But if anything, he can come in here and probably be a mentor to a guy like Brock Purdy, who's going to be playing on his contract season. My issue, my thing with Russ is, if you find a way to get him on this roster, it's like security. It's great security, bro. Like, it's the security that you needed. It was like when we drafted Trey Lance, we brought Jimmy Garoppolo back. That was great security. We drafted Brock Purdy. We never knew, thought in 1,455,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, was going to be the starting quarterback. We never saw that coming at any given point. We never saw that coming, right? I didn't see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to have security, and it was like Brock was the extra security. Luckily, Brock panned out, and it worked for Kyle Shanahan, and then after that, it changed the trajectory of what Kyle wanted to do. Who's the security now, Mike? That's the question that I'm asking. Who's the security now? You're telling me we're going to go back and resign? There's no security. Okay.
There is no security. There is no security. Here's the crazy part, right? There were people out there who legitimately thought that Kirk Cousins was going to be an option for the 49ers while watching the postseason unfold.
I remember seeing that.
Here we are after the postseason talking about another veteran, but this one is y'all are on coke. Y'all are crazy. How is one possibility acceptable and this one's just so far gone and too far-fetched?
It's because of the
26-8, 66% in only 15 games, bro.
It's because two things. What have you done for me lately? That's number one.
26.
And number two, it's really hard to bring a guy that owns the I want people to remember that he owns the 49ers. I don't think.
Oh, you turned him a stomach. This is why I hate this dude.
You can't beat him. Hey, if you can't beat him,
join him. That's what I said about Dave Merritt. I said, bring him on down the aisle. Let's go, right?
Just
bring on Russell Wilson.
We can't beat Russell Wilson. It doesn't matter what team he played for. He beat us with the Denver Broncos.
I don't even think they scored a touchdown when they beat us that game.
I was there. I was pissed. Because he was terrible. He was terrible.
We're not helping our bring him in.
It's okay. It doesn't matter. We're not asking him to come in here and start. We're asking him Yo, Russ, man, take the $7-8 million, man. Be a backup. You'd be the best backup in the league. And there's a possibility that you might end up getting an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, playing for the Niners. But, you know, that, like that's not what Russ wants to do, right? Like, what, Russ, does Russ still even want to play football?
Yes. I have seen that he said it's not done.
Oh, so he's probably going to try to go home. You know, he's probably going to try to go to where his wife is from, Atlanta.
So I started seeing a lot of, Atlanta's a good option for them. Atlanta's a really good option for them. That's a good call there, Wayne. I started seeing Seattle clearing up a lot of cap space. Is there a slight possibility? Hold up. His middle name is Carrington? Nah, I don't want him no more. I'm over it. Nope.
Why? What's wrong with Carrington?
It's all right. So you know how, like, you got to deal with how corny he is as a person?
Oh, now you talk about the man.
I can't defend a Carrington and he act the way that he do. I can't. Nah, never mind. I'm over it. Nope. Forget it. Bring me Kirk Cousins.
No. Kirk Cousins is going to cost the 49ers $90 million a year. All guaranteed, too. We're talking about a guy that's essentially getting paid from Denver. This is dope, yo. First of all, Russ just Sam Bradford the league, yo. like literally. tell me he ain't just Sam Bradford the league, bro. Hey, I'm a be here. I'm gonna get this. First of all, the Broncos gave up the world and the universe to get Russell Wilson. Okay,
five picks, couple players, yeah.
Then they extended him.
Yeah, big contract. I mean, what was that joint? 5 years, 242.5.
Bro, and on top of that, Russ got cut, and he's still gonna get paid. So that means to tell me he could really take a year or two off and still make more than all of us watching this show right now. Put together. Oh.
See, you ain't had to do that. That was.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, it's super true.
I'm just saying, like, he ain't even got a. Man, you know what, Russ? If you watching this joint, yo.
No, call him Carrington.
You know what, I feel like he don't want us to call him Carrington. But you know what, Carrington? Because Mike told me to call you Carrington, so I'm going to call you Carrington. Hey, listen, man. I'll tell you what, man. Come on over to the Bay. Come on over to the Bay. Get the Microsoft Surface tablet. And be a mentor.
So you back to him being a mentor. Okay, that's cool. Be a part of the team.
Yes.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. How
$4 million ain't gonna get it done.
I don't know that to be true.
It's gonna be one of it's not gonna be nah.
I would like to know what the Broncos are required to pay him.
The money that's guaranteed, right?
Oh, so it's just whatever says guaranteed.
I thought the Broncos had to pay him $30-something million this year.
Listen, I don't know how much it is this year. He got 124 guaranteed at signing, a total of 161 guaranteed. So, I mean, he did 3 years of work for $161 million, bro. I'm just saying, like, I'm not a mathematician, but that's something like $53 million a year. He should be all right coming somewhere for the Lolo.
It's, you know, it's gonna come down to, first of all, like, the title of the show. I see Uncle Salty out there. Is like, you gotta be kidding with the title. Let's Get Dangerous. Apparently, no one ever watches Darkwing Duck. It's just me, Mike, and I. Like, we the only two people that has ever watched Darkwing Duck.
I thought that was dope. And then I thought Dangerous Decisions was dope for the verbal title.
Yeah.
Like, they hating on that? That's crazy.
It's the nostalgia of what Russell Wilson has done to this team. Like, he has owned the 49ers. Literally owned the 49ers. But we have an opportunity to get Russ on the low. Like, literally I'm thinking like this should be, you know what my argument is? If I'm Kyle Shanahan, there's no way you cannot entertain this. Like even if Kyle didn't want to, John Lynch should be like, yo, man, Russ is available, dog. What's the, they was going to go get Tom Brady. They were going to go get these guys, these old guys. Tom Brady took a couple steps down, even though he won a championship late in his career, but they surrounded him with a good team over there in Tampa. He had a great defense. He had weapons.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that Russ got to come in here to be the starter. I think that it would do a couple of things. Number one, it would make Brock Purdy that much better. Why? It's dangerous.
Now we're talking.
Now, this is a way you can model your game. I can teach you how to be patient in the pocket and then move when you got to move, just like that. Like, it's super simple.
They got to be the same height, right? Like, that's the same what
Brock
size.
You can't tell me Brock Purdy don't mimic a little bit of Russell Wilson, especially this season.
Oh, shit. Yo, Wayne is on fire, y'all. I'm just
going to let y'all know. They're not about that life, Mike. They're not about it. They don't want to listen. They just want to, they want us to be like, hell no to Russ. End of discussion. Slam the book. Nah.
I'm with that, too. I don't want no Carringtons on my team. All right. And Purdy 2 inches taller than Russell Wilson.
Which is even better.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, that. This would be dope.
It's crazy because Russ don't have that many tip balls at the line of scrimmage. Like, there's definitely shit that Purdy can learn. Let's be very clear. There's stuff that Purdy can learn from him.
I don't understand it. I don't understand it. You know what I think, though? If I'm Kyle or John, because I'm sure one of them is like, heck nah. And if I'm John, I'm like, listen, this is Denver. I know these dudes. Russ is good. We should bring him in here and just let him come in here and compete. He ain't going to cost us much. Know what I'm saying? And you'd rather him go somewhere. Can you imagine Russ going to a different team? Can you imagine Russ going back to Seattle? I bet you we won't beat him.
No, I'd be pissed. See,
I bet you we won't beat him.
I know we won't. We couldn't beat him with the bum Broncos. I think that final score was like
11-10, bro.
11. Who the fuck score? Who? How do you score 11 points in the NFL? No, we're not going to beat them. No,
this is funny. This is so funny.
Oh my God! I'm mad you remember the score. You said you was there. That had to hurt to watch in person. That's crazy.
Because we had him, and then Jimmy Garoppolo happened.
That was the pick 8 game.
Yes, sir. And then they traded Bradley Chubb to the Dolphins that same season. We had to play him again.
Let me tell you what Russell Wilson did just last year that the 49ers. Didn't do just last year when they played Kansas City. They beat them.
Okay, Mike going somewhere, y'all. Y'all gotta take a page, take a moment. Mike going somewhere, y'all.
Okay, they went out there, they beat them. When they played Cleveland, they beat them. Guess what? We didn't do,
we didn't beat Cleveland.
When they played the Minnesota Vikings, I'm talking about last year.
Kirk Cousins Vikings.
They beat them.
Mike going somewhere, y'all.
Guess what we didn't do?
They beat the three teams we couldn't beat, huh?
Low. Come on now. I'm just saying. That's Russell Wilson with a beat up team.
This is the realest thing I've ever seen. Now, like the Sentinel's football channel says, he says, that's why I want him here. We probably thought Richard Sherman would never have been in red and gold uniform too. People still dislike Richard Sherman, but they had to accept that his early years here were great years. And then the injuries kicked in. You know? Mm-hmm. Uncle Sutton, you can't be mad if I'm trying to improve the team, dog. I don't care about the agenda he had in Denver. That stuff won't fly here. No one comes here with an agenda. No one. No one's bigger than the team in San Francisco. And so this might even be good for him. This might give him the humbling humility. He can't ask for nothing. He ain't getting no big five-year, $275 million contract where he got stuff in. Like, in fact, nah, none of that. But he come here, he going to be, it's blue collar. You going to work. You want some money? Well, give me 10 touchdowns. You want this? Russ, no, he ain't going to get none of that. I think Russ wants a ring, and he could walk off into the sunset. That's my thing. So I'm entertaining it because he's available, and we only have one quarterback, Uncle Salty, on contract, bro. And if you tell me that there's another quarterback out there better than Russell Wilson, then I know you're being a real salty hater right now. There's no quarterback available right now better than Russell Wilson. I don't care if you dislike him or not. We're talking about what he can do. And if we say, oh, Brock Purdy's only good because of his offense, can you imagine a guy like him in this offense? Let's just be honest. And this is not a shot at Brock. It's not a shot at Brock because Brock is the guy. Brock is my guy.
Tell me when to stop. I'm going to run down the quick list of quarterbacks that's available as of today.
Go ahead.
Kirk Cousins, Ryan Tannehill, Jacoby Brissett, Mitch Trubisky, Tyrod Taylor, Marcus Mariota, Sam Darnold, Drew Lock, Baker Mayfield, Gardner Minshew, Teddy Bridgewater, Tyler Huntley, Joe Flacco, Joshua Dobbs, Easton Stick, Nate Sudfeld, Blaine Gabbert, Josh Johnson, Carson Wentz, Brandon Allen, Kyle Allen.
You can't say Simeon. Josh Johnson name, but okay.
Trevor Siemian, A.J. McCarron, Matt Barkley, Mason Rudolph, Logan Woodside, Felipe Franks, Garrett Gilbert. Those are all the free agent quarterbacks available to sign. And Wayne didn't tell me to stop one time except when I said J.J.'s name. I don't know why this is an argument. I don't know why so many people are offended. Even if it's not the Russell Wilson of old, he's still better than everybody we just named on the available list. So what y'all want to do? Y'all want to trade for a backup quarterback? Now make that make sense. Oh, I know. Y'all want to draft a quarterback. And here's what's going to happen. The same reason y'all don't want to trade Russell Wilson, because y'all want to coddle your boy Brock. The same reason y'all don't want to trade or sign Russell Wilson, because it might hurt Brock's feelings. It might ruffle his confidence. The same thing is going to happen when you draft a quarterback in the fifth round, because he was drafted in the seventh. The same thing is going to happen when you draft a quarterback in the sixth round.
So we can only draft quarterbacks in the seventh or undrafted.
The last spot or undrafted.
Wow.
Which means you aren't even trying to improve the room. That's it. I ain't got nothing else for us.
Uncle Salty says you nailed it. There are a bunch of quarterbacks who would fit the role of a backup quarterback way better than Russell Wilson. I didn't think you named one quarterback that was way better than Russell Wilson.
That is insane. I read them all. I read the whole list. Somebody named Gilbert was
Salty
in there.
About to get this smoke, because I don't think there's not one quarterback you read better than Russell Wilson.
No. Nope.
You could say Kirk Cousins had a better portion of a season, but he didn't complete the season because he got injured. I don't know, man. Look, all I know is the Niners need quarterback. They need a backup quarterback. They need somebody to fill that room. Let's get to these contributions, bro.
Go ahead. You got this one, and I get the next one.
Delvin Thomas says, Russ wants another ring, but can we put our pride aside to make it happen? I hate Dallas more than Seahawks. I say bring them in. Pressure makes diamonds. I like that everybody has, I like when people tell us why. I think that's so important. Like, I think you could say yay or nay, but the explanation behind it is what kind of, like, we need to hear, right? But this is something we were talking about, like iron sharpening if iron, right? And so you said coddle Brock. Well, this won't be coddling him. This is going to either push him to see if he has that mindset to be the franchise guy. We're not even saying that Brock Purdy's the franchise guy, bro.
I like my subscribers.
I'm just saying, I'm not saying, I'm saying they're not talking about him. Like the beat writers, the insiders, they're not even speaking on how Brock Purdy is the franchise guy. That's crazy. This dude is a winning quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and the narrative that they spin is he's winning because of the team.
Right. It's disrespectful as hell. It is. And not for nothing, y'all. Brock's been playing sports his whole life. He's been benched before. He was benched in college, and they brought him back. And then he was benched again in college. Let me tell y'all something. If there's one thing this young man is capable of doing, it's taking constructive criticism and realizing that,
if I
don't perform, someone else is going to get this job. That's football. That's basketball. That's any athletic sport you have to play. That's a competitive sport. That's just the way it works. That's the way it works. He'll be okay. We don't have to worry
about it. Thank you for the super chat contributions, too.
Loner Incognito, thank you for the super chat. He says, are we seriously thinking about RCW? Honestly, don't think he's the answer. The answer is getting rid of Shan. Oh, shit. Why did I volunteer to read this one? The answer is getting rid of Shanahan. Nah, bro, this ain't it.
I don't think getting rid of Shanahan is the answer. I think Shanahan needs to reevaluate and then reinforce, right? And like, that's what Shanahan needs to do. All right, I got trumped by these dudes. What I need to do again? You know what I'm saying? Jesus is Lord. I see you're coming. I'll make sure I try to get to it before we leave the show. And so that's what I think. Terradome, now ask me another thing we didn't do. Let the Dolphins put up 70 on us. He's talking about that game, the Broncos.
You played the Dolphins this year?
He's just saying that we didn't do
I'm
that.
I'm asking if we played the Dolphins this year.
Do we play them in this upcoming season? I think
Yes. Did we?
No.
Did we play them this past season?
No.
Did I name a team that they played and won against that we didn't play this year? Didn't I only name common opponents that we beat?
No.
Okay.
But it is what it is. He's right.
But thank you for the super chat. He's right. We didn't let the Dolphins do that. But I mean, that's here you go. If you Mike and Wayne, before you go, if you disregard the quarterback situation, which free agent would you want to have here?
He mean free agent like outside the quarterback?
Yeah, he's saying disregard the quarterback room.
Yeah, I was struggling. I thought that the Niners would try to address the offensive line in free agency. And so I looked at the right tackles, and I don't think that I would be willing to pay any of them. I would just live with what we got. And then I looked at the I feel like if the Niners are going to bring a guard in, it's going to be they're going to re-sign John Feliciano. They'll re-sign him, right? Because that's their guard as far and center combo. So it's so weird, right? Like I don't see anybody that they might be looking forward to bringing in as far as tackles, and that's the main position that we're in dire need of, right? Like the tackle. Now go ahead.
Bring Trent Brown back. Come on home, big fella.
What's Trent Brown measurables again? How tall is he? How big is he?
All right. I don't know how to answer that. I'm going to tell you, though.
No. I'm asking for a serious reason, I promise.
I believe he was like 6'8 or some shit like that, right? Like he was 6'8, 370.
So when I look at Trent Brown, I'm saying to myself, why would I bring him in as a free agent and I can draft his replacement or his under, like literally carbon copy in Amarius Mims? He's 6'8. He's 340, three something like that, 360 something. He's up there, like, right? If you're going to get a big, nasty right tackle, I might as well just draft a guy and save on some money. So I don't think they're going to sign him if they're going to go big like that. Like, and he can move, too. He's a cool mover. Okay. So I just don't see any tackles. Mike, is there any guard? Like, Michael Onwenu from the Pats.
I mean, I just went looking at the tackles.
Is he a left tackle?
Who's that?
This a Onwenu.
Where Where is he? I don't even see his name on this list.
I didn't see his name on the list either. You might have to trade for him or something.
Yeah, I don't see his name on the list.
But I'm just saying, like, look at the other position. They might have him listed as a guard.
Let me just put offensive line.
So guards, you got Lakin Tomlinson, Andres Pete, Cody White here, Kevin Zeiler, Connor Williams, Mark Lewinsky, Lucas Patrick, Phil Haynes, Dan Feeney. Yeah, Dalton Risers up there. Graham Glasgow, some older dudes. Nick Allegretti is up there from the Chiefs. John Feliciano. I really think they bring him back. Connor McGovern is there. They was looking to get a center.
With a guy like Jonah Williams, you watch.
Can you type in Michael Owenwu and see? I'll do it. Because I don't.
How you spell Owenwu?
I think it's Owenwu. Nope.
My dog is pissing my wife off at the door.
That's funny. We're almost done. I just want to see where he is as a free agent. Robert Hunt. But now here's the thing. Like, I will wait to see who becomes available. We're just going off of the list of right now. Guys, it's going to be a bunch of freaking...
Yeah, I've not seen this.
It's going to be a bunch of freaking... it's Owenwu, that's why.
Win. And 49ers, y'all want to compete. Y'all want to get better. Y'all want to make your quarterback's room better. Go out there and get Russell Wilson. Let him teach your young, upcoming franchise quarterback a couple of things. All right? You go out there and you get the guy and let him show you how to beat guys like the Kansas City Chiefs. Let him show you how to go out there and overcome that. Got to play them twice a year for the last 3 years. He knows something about that defense that we don't know clearly. You understand what I'm saying? Let him be a weapon. Y'all wanted to go out there and pick the brains of guys like Dave Merritt, right? You're going out there and you're getting all these other former Seahawks. You're bringing in the whole Legion of Boom to work them out, right? You might as well talk about the person that broke up the whole party.
He won't be an unrestricted free agent till next season. Guys.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's all I got for y'all.
Well, I mean, like, I'm not...
Harrington.
Like, a lot of people says, like, you know, as far as Kirk Cousins and stuff, like, Kirk Cousins is going to cost guaranteed money. The Niners not, like, the
only
Niners...
are signing a contract for 30-plus million, and it's all got to be guaranteed.
So, like, even if he is better, even if he had a better season, even if he is better than Russell Wilson, cool, but... I mean, we're not paying that. We're talking about trying to get a guy. If you can get Russell Wilson on a veteran minimum deal, I would say the Niners could do a deal where it's like $5 million and he can make up to, it's kind of like the same type of contract they did with Sam Darnold, but Russ gonna get opportunities from elsewhere. But he might not get an opportunity to compete for a ring elsewhere.
Right. You go to Atlanta. Cool, Sierra's happy, but I mean, you want her back by future? I mean, all right, I gotta go, man. I'm gonna say something foul.
That's why they moved out to Colorado. All right, Mike, let's oh, that's too funny. But guys, a lot of stuff is gonna be going down. Free agent frenzy is gonna be kicking off. We're gonna be talking about a bunch of guys. A lot of cats are gonna be getting released. I'm on SpotRack right now, so either I'm reading it wrong. Oh no, it is. He's a free agent this year. 2024.
He didn't show up when I put offensive lineman in. So maybe I don't know what position he play.
He plays guard. So he is a free agent. He's a free agent in this season. But at the guard spot. I don't think we need a guard. I'd rather draft somebody mean. Young, cheap. You know what I'm saying? That's just me personally. Do like the kid, man. He's from Michigan. Know a lot about him. But I'd rather get Zach Zinner from Michigan. I'd rather get somebody that we could draft. I really think that they need to address that tackle position, and I just don't see anybody playing. I don't. Maybe he shouldn't be playing tackle. Maybe he should be playing guard.
We do need a center, though. That's another story for another time.
Now, there's plenty of free agent centers available.
Yes. Yes, there are. So, listen, guys, we want to thank y'all for doing it with us. We had a lot of fun. We gave y'all 30 minutes before getting to the Super Chats. Super Chats took us to 45. And now we're going to take it home. We're going to have a lot of fun on the next episode. Make sure y'all are here. We're going to argue some more, okay? That's it. Wayne.
Yes.
Nice jersey, brother. I like that hat, too.
Mike.
I see the whole hat collection over there, man. I see it. You're stunting on me. Like, it get bigger. Pause. All right, I got to go. Never mind. No team is safe when the Niners are on the prowl. I'm Mike. That's Wayne. And this is No Harm, No Foul. Peace.